Now, the costs associated with heart disease, we've been seeing increases in recent years, is that correct?
We have. We're now at about $550 million a year for cardiovascular diseases.
Now, I understand it is the most prevalent form of death in the United States, is that correct?
Number one, unfortunately, it's still the number one cause of death in the U.S. We've been doing better, but it still remains the number one cause of death.
Why do you think this is? Are people not taking it seriously? Is it not enough people trying to change diet, exercise routine?
I think it's...
Why do we see such a large incidence?
Well, I think part is that we've done, you know, in the old days, we would die of things like infectious diseases. So now we've done a good job of helping our population live longer. Cardiovascular disease is an acquired disease. In most people, it takes decades to really for it to exhibit itself. And so partly as we live longer, we see more cardiovascular disease. But you made a great point, is that it's largely a preventable disease. And that's part of the message we always try to bring to people, that they can have some impact on their risk by modifying their lifestyle.
Well, I know here in Oklahoma we still have a large, I don't know the figure off the top of my head, but we still have a large, fairly large percentage of the population who smoke cigarettes. Obviously, that's going to be a factor.
It is. So if your listeners get online and they can Google Life's Simple 7, there's 7 simple things that people can do that if they're able to do it, they can really lower their risk of cardiovascular disease. And smoking is certainly one of those. Things like getting your blood pressure checked and keeping it under control, being physically active, trying to eat better. We all, you know I struggle with eating well and maintaining a healthy body weight, but things like that are really important, and if we can do them, the risk of cardiovascular disease really goes way down if you manage your risk factors.
Yes, I've been losing a little weight myself recently, and I'm very proud of that. Do you have any statistics you'd like to talk about concerning the state of Oklahoma specifically, since that's really my audience? We have a statewide network. What do you want folks in the state to know?
Well, I think Oklahoma is not so different from most of the rest of the country. Cardiovascular disease still remains the number one risk for them, and it's the number one cause of death for them and their family members. Unfortunately, it's an equal opportunity problem. It affects men and women, and it can reduce our quality and duration of life. And then I think people need to know that there are things, simple things that they can do that'll improve not only their cardiac health. These same things reduce their risks of all forms of other diseases, including brain dysfunction and cancer. So I think healthy lifestyles are something that we try to promote because it improves your overall health and I think can give us all a healthier, happier, more productive life.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dr. Happ, so I do want to move on. As we record this on Friday afternoon, we're awaiting a vote in the U.S. House on the American Health Care Act. Now, this is highly contentious, a lot of different feelings on this. As far as the American Heart Association, is this going to differ, to your knowledge, the coverage as far as what we've seen in the Affordable Care Act? Can you really address, and do you have any concerns about this proposed legislation?
You know, until you really see it, you know, it's hard to talk specifics because, honestly, I don't know the final form of the legislation. I think what the Heart Association has said in the past and will continue to say is that we believe that in America people should have access to health care, and that if they do, they can reduce their risk of non-communicable diseases like cardiovascular disease. So, you know, we are advocates for people to have health care, and I don't really know I don't think any of us know yet what the differences could be between the Affordable Care Act and the new Care Act that's being considered in Congress. I think it's hard to balance cost and care, but we always come on the side of care.
Well, yes, as a physician, I can see that. Well, okay, so let me ask you this. As far as the American Heart Association, do you personally, Dr. Seal, that some sort of nationalized health care program, whatever that might be in a general sense, is that in order for this country in this day and time?
You know, I think, you know, I don't know if a nationalized health system is something that personally that I think is necessary. I do believe we need to have access to care for people. That can be done in a variety of ways. Certainly we have access to care for our senior citizens, you know, and hopefully that will be maintained in the new healthcare system. So, you know, once a person lives to 65 years of age, they qualify for government-sponsored healthcare, and we cover everyone. Now, if you're younger than that, you know, there's a variety of ways that we need to think about how to provide care. It's a very complicated situation.
Oh, yeah, and I think most people would agree that insurance coverage, to varying degrees, is going to be needed for most citizens.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm in the over 60 group now, happy to have made it this far. The younger people, they often will disregard health care, you know, if they're in the pool where they have to buy it themselves, and that worries me, because, you know, then if they get some event, you know, that it can be difficult for them to have coverage, and I just worry about the health of people, because the best thing that we have in life is our health. And as long as we're healthy, we're usually happier. And when you lose your health, you've lost something very precious. So we're trying to maintain people's health as best we can.
Well, that's well said, Doctor. Is there anything else that we didn't touch on, or you just want to make sure people are aware of?
I think people just need to be aware that the American Heart Association is here to help people learn about simple ways that they can improve their health. If they have, you know, questions of how to do that and they have access to the internet, they can log on and really find out simple things that they can do and things that they should check to make sure that they're in good health. And hopefully our government will provide a system of care that is good for all of us.
All right, Doctor, I do have the recording off. Thank you so much for giving me a few minutes today.
And thank you for having me.
Certainly.
All right.
Well, you take care. Have a good weekend.
All right, bye-bye.